Hey guys, welcome to Jibber Jabber, the podcast where we care about your feelings and we take those feelings and transition them into real algorithms that make things great. Are you guys happy? Are you sad? What up, guys? What's going on? How you doing? It's another episode of Jibber Jabber. Just talking a little bit of junk. Now, guys, let me just say something. I'm sorry, guys, for being me all the time. No, guys, really, honestly, how you guys doing? I hope you're doing good, man. Listen, I just got off a long day of work. Decided that I'm not going to change up my podcast, but I'm just going to make it more relatable because I've been a little bit unfair. And the sense where I've been unfair at is the shit that I'm talking, right, has been a little closed-minded. I'm kidding. The shit that I'm talking, it's just talking shit. There's no actual intelligent thought behind it. And besides, guy, if you came to me for intelligence, your shit's digressing. It's not going forward, buddy. It's all good though. Guys, motivation is hard to find these days. I know how you guys feel. You shouldn't be empathetic to how everyone feels during this time. It's rough, bro. Super rough. We all got to make do, though. That's a Jack and Coke I'm drinking. Now, you might ask yourself, Jay, why are you drinking all the time? Well, three reasons. Here's the three. I'm a fucking mailman, dude. It's a career, but I'm a mailman. And I said this from day one, and I'll say this at day fucking end. What's a better way to put it? The last day I do it. How about that? That's more eloquent. But I said it once before, and I'll say it again. Being the best mailman is like being the smartest kid in your class with Down syndrome. Not hating on people with Down syndrome. Hey, God bless you, parents taking care of your kids and getting it done. Because I've had an aunt. We talked about that before, and I've had a cousin. It just runs in my family. So, you know, how do you even know that I'm not a kid with Down syndrome? I got a mole on my nose. Is that close enough? Who knows? No, but for real shit, you guys are heroes for taking care of those fucking kids that need the help, but still push themselves. That's awesome. No, but seriously, that's reason number one. I'm a mailman. Reason number two is I live in a city where you can't do anything. And then reason number three, and this is simply, you know, a biased opinion, but it's because I'm wearing a mask all the time. Got in an argument with the guy. Not really an argument. I let him yell at me because it's like I kind of got him. And he's yelling at me because he didn't have a mask on. I said, hey, how about you just put on a mask and you can get your stuff? And he's arguing. He's yelling at everyone. He's just making a big scene. And it's like, listen, buddy, there's two things here, all right? If you're right, then this whole thing's a fucking hoax. This whole thing's made up, all right? That's if you're right. And the worst thing you got to do, buddy, is smell your own breath. Right? Like, if I'm right, then it's really bad. Like, But if you're right, hold on. Let me rewind that. What I'm trying to say is, like, listen, buddy. If I'm wrong, the worst you have to do is smell your own breath. My bad. But if you're wrong about this thing being a hoax, then people are really dying. So who's really being the asshole? You know? But it is what it is. People are going to fucking make things a lot worse than they are. So, you know, you kind of just got to roll with the punches. Which I feel like, you know, we're doing it. We're doing it. Election's coming up, guys. You nervous? If you live in LA, are you nervous? Because wherever the ball may fall, right, is going to cause problems no matter what. And I'm fearful. A lot of people are leaving LA, but I'm from LA. I'm from Los Angeles County. I'm not going to jump ship, guys. You know, the people that made their money here and talk all this shit, right, about how they should leave LA. It's like, all right, man, but, you know, you came here, made a bunch of money. Now you're going to leave. I get it. But, like, whatever, man. What the fuck ever. Yeah. That's a problem. That's a big time problem. Seems like staying in California is a big problem, right? I don't think so, man. I love California. Don't get me wrong. I'd love to go to any of these other states and reap the benefits they have. But at the end of the day, guys, you got to do the best you can with what you got, man. What do we got? We got a lot of shit going wrong. But we got a lot of good going. We got a lot of good going. Guys, it's fun when we're all on the same page. But anyways, I'm sick of harping on that, man. Can we talk a little bit of sports? How do you guys feel about these Lakers in the playoffs, man? It's crazy to think, and I'm not a contrarian or a contrarian or any of that. I love the Lakers. I really do. But you question the dominance that everyone else maybe sees or has seen. My thing is, like, we almost lost, you know, game two. We definitely lost game three. You know? So it's like, man, that bubble is a real fucking thing. Isolation is such a real thing. I believe, and my beliefs are just what the fuck ev, but I'm just saying, I believe truly that you find out who you are through isolation. You're able to, you know, because, like, most of the time it's like, let's just say video games, right? Everyone wants to play Call of Duty, but it's so much funner playing those multiplayer games with your friends because they actually react off of your completion of the game or they off of your stats. So you get, like, a direct result, you know what I mean? Whereas I think the bubble has created, like, to see who's trying to go for stats or who really is hungry, you know? And I think it's going to be competitive all the way through. You know, I don't watch the East because it's far away from me. You know what I mean? I'm not saying the East Coast dipshits. I'm saying, like, it's just, like, the whole thing is just, like, far from, you know, the market, I guess you would say. And then also my Dodgers are getting into it. After 3 years of fucking, you know, misery. Like, that's the thing, when your team is winning and they're doing well, you sit on this very shaky pedestal because everyone's trying to knock you down. Like in Ace Ventura, when the guy's standing up trying to become a man and Ace Ventura shakes it. He's good. With my help, he could be the best. It's like that type of shit. You know what I mean? With the Dodgers, and, you know, I'm just going to call what it is. We've never answered the call. It's hard to say my team's a great team because of that. But, you know, you love your team. You go down with them. It's the very same thing Americans should be thinking about right now, man. We're looking at these inner fights, and we're making them bigger and bigger within each other. And it's like, man, fuck. Can't we just get back to the days when the weirdest thing was cutting your dick off? And let's talk about that real quick. Cutting your dick off was a huge thing because that was like the weirdest thing you could do. I don't hear no one cutting their dick off anymore. I don't hear the headlines, you know? So that makes you think, like, wasn't it like an attention grab? What's your intention behind it? I did see that Bert Kreischer, the machine, you know, I love him. Never really caught his stand-up, but I love him through podcasts. And I think that's a lot of comedians' recognition these days is through podcasting, because you kind of feel like you can relate to them because they're not just doing like a routine. So it kind of creates like this whole personal connection, I guess you would say. But yeah, I see that I saw that he is starting a show on Netflix called The Cabin, which looks incredible, to be honest. It's a brilliant idea. And I loved him when he was on Travel Channel, although I didn't know he was a comedian there because I'm relatively new to all that kind of stuff generally. So I didn't know, like, Bert Kreischer was a comedian before he was a TV show host. But I liked him. I was like, man, this guy's fucking funny. He's really funny, like, you know. And like Hurt Burt and all that stuff. It's funny, but you know, I really got a soft spot for that guy, Burt. I think he does everything great. You know, he reminds me of myself. Like, he does comedy. He took the step and he did it. But he still reacts to like the criticism and shit. And like, that's so much like me. It's like, I've been, you know, making people laugh for so long that it's like, maybe I should have done this a long time ago, especially when the scene was like bumping. But, you know, I came at it in a very skewed way. You know, comedy is a niche. Like, every comedian has a niche, but like the whole like community of comedians is like, it's scary to get into if you're able to make jokes and not take them the best way. And if anyone knows me, that's how it works with me. But it's I'm more lenient now anyway. And no, I saw that show going on, but then I saw Caitlyn Jenner on there. And it's like, I get it, man. And I don't lose respect for, you know, Bert or Bart. And I saw Segura on there, which is cool. But I hope they, like, make this Caitlyn, like, make a joke out of this Caitlyn thing a little bit, you know? Make light of it. I mean, who knows these days? You can't say shit. I mean, it's wild. But it's also, I think it's acceptable for the type of shit that we let slide in the past. So it's like, now we have to clean up the mess, which is, I mean, you want to know the future, look back to history, right? Look in the past. You want to know the future, look in the past. And I think a lot of people relate to that, but they don't actually connect and put all the pieces together. And I fall guilty of that myself. No, but guys, yeah, I'm trying to calm down a little bit. My girlfriend's been cooking up a storm, and it's been delicious. It's actually great. That's what a few things that you can notice and you can take away from this pandemic. It's like people are stepping out of their comfort zones at least, and they're doing new things that are different. It's pretty cool to see. Also, I see a lot of my friends golfing. Awesome, dudes. But then you know what, dude? Barstool really fucked it up. In the sense that, like, I watch these golf videos. Like, if these dickheads were in front of me fucking around when I'm trying to get my nut on, it would frustrate me very bad. And that's how fights happen. But you know, Barstool is in a Barstool, and that's just what it is. Guys, I love you guys, man. And I'm trying to create a bigger audience. I know that it's been hard to relate to my shit talking or whatever, but I'm trying to be more relatable because the fact is, like, I'm not a dickhead. Like, I love joking and I love having a good time. And I think I kind of got lost in the making fun of aspect rather than being empathetic. And for that, I sincerely apologize. But at the end of the day, let me just tell you something really quick and let me be really 100% crystal clear. I am not apologizing for what the fuck I say, okay? Because I feel like the shit I say is not offensive compared to the shit I've heard. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you know, you got to be respectful of everyone's shit that they're going through. Anyways, guys, I really appreciate it if anyone ever does go out and listen to this. It means a lot to me. I'm hoping things can open back up so I can actually get out there and express myself in a comedic way. I've written a lot of stuff that I'm so embarrassed that I've written it that I won't even tell, you know, my girlfriend, which I tell her everything because I don't want anyone, you know, to, I don't want, I'm so sick and done. I'm assuming everyone, gets to this point, but I'm so done of like explaining stuff and like breaking down things just to break them down so people can get on the same page. And it's like, you know, you just got to kind of roll with the punches, and I guess that's like what it means. You know, we have DJ downstairs, and he used to be playing like, you know, techno music or EDM, I guess you guys would call it, you cool kids would call it, but now he picked up the fucking trumpet or the tuba or whatever the fuck. And it's like, God, man, first of all, like, that's not an instrument you practice in an apartment complex, guy. Like, don't you see? Like, they don't have that shit mic'd up when they're doing it. Like, when, you know, bands are doing it on, like, the college games and stuff, none of that shit's mic'd up, meaning it's too fucking loud. Guy. We don't need it. Yeah, we don't need that. We don't need that. And it's like the beginning stages of the worst of it, you know, when people really get into it. I've been eating up a storm, guys. It's so hard to keep your shit together. I got a fat old butt for walking up hills, but I got a fat old belly with it. 'Cause Papa can't stop. Nor does he really plans to until he stop. You know, I'm not hurting no one. Maybe myself a little bit, but guys, I'm just happy to see that everyone's keeping it real. If you can do me any, could you oblige me? Just tell a friend, you know what I mean? And hopefully one day I'll be able to get this thing more responsive, more engaged. I'm not practicing. What the fuck is that? I'm leaning towards getting like a recording device where I can video myself and throw it on YouTube. That'd be fun. This is it, guys. I'm late on my dream, you know what I mean? And this is the way to get back into it. It's all good. I'm not looking for sympathy because sympathy does shit these days. Doesn't make a man. I'm looking for I'm looking for myself, guys, and hopefully I find it. Do your laughter and all that stuff. No, but seriously, guys, stay safe. Save the Postal Service. Come on, guys. Keep me in a job until I make it. You know what I mean? Keep me in a job. Anyways, guys, eat well right now. Get fat. Who cares? If this is a way of human hibernation, then we're in it, baby. Get fat. It's all good. I still love you. Listen, guys, I'm a dude that looks like a girl. I'm here. I'm queer. Give me a beer. All right? That's what I need. And I'll be a little bit more relaxing. The thing I fear is that, you know, we're going to let our political beliefs overstep, you know, overstep our humanity, our belief in humanity. I fear for that. I make a lot of jokes. It's always about the joke to me. If you ever hung around me, you might think I'm a dick, but it's always about the joke. That's what it is. And I always go down to some like famous line, you know, it's like, you're near me, but you don't hear me. And I think that's something we should all take to heart. Hey, baby, you're near me, but you don't hear me. All right, guys. Well, hey. Let's go Lakers. Let's go Dodgers. I hope everyone's staying safe. I hope everyone's working. I hope everyone's working towards getting better. That's what we need to do. And, you know, at the end of the day, shut up. This is Jibber Jabber. Thank you guys, bro.